CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Tom Jossin and Bill Raggio, senior fellows of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Long War Journal is where you can find an enormous amount of information about the changes right now in Afghanistan of leadership and of the war. The changes are ongoing and active. There is no transparency any longer. So the Long War Journal is where to go for the information we do have. And Tom, I come to you because Al-Qaeda is reported in Iran. Al-Qaeda is reported in Pakistan. And you and Bill have carefully reported Al-Qaeda acting, operating in Afghanistan over the years. Is this the Al-Qaeda of 2001? How to regard the Al-Qaeda that it no longer has Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan, instead has Zawahiri wherever he is, or this multi-pronged leadership across the region and then reaching into Al-Qaeda in Africa, Al-Qaeda in the Mediterranean basin, Al-Qaeda in the subcontinent. What is this Al-Qaeda today, Tom?
Well, you know, John, I mean, of course, Al-Qaeda has had to evolve over 20 years. They've been involved in an intense conflict with the U.S. and its allies and various other parties, and that forces evolution on – would force evolution on anyone. But it's interesting. The starting point here is that, you know, Bill and I are very critical of how this war was prosecuted for a lot of reasons, but one of which is that just as we were talking about how a lot of the senior Taliban leaders didn't perish in this fight – Ayman al-Zawahiri, who's been wanted by the U.S. since the 1990s and has survived a two-decade-long manhunt since 9/11, is still alive. And in fact, still the overall leader of al-Qaeda globally. He's long been reported to be somewhere in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region along the border area or in Afghanistan or in a nice villa in Pakistan, perhaps under the auspices of the Pakistani state. Who knows? But the bottom line is that this guy's survived all this. He's still alive. And it speaks to just how terrible, really, the counterterrorism field is, that for much of the last 10 months, they pushed these rumors that Zawahiri was dead based on nothing. And those rumors were shown to be conclusively false with the video that was put out by al-Qaeda on 9/11, because Zawahiri refers to events as of January of this year. And the rumor was that he died last year. Well, obviously, this is either his ghost or he didn't die last year, because he wouldn't be referring to events that took place on January 1st. And there are other indications that he continued to live past that. He actually released a book on 9/11 that's 852 pages long. I doubt very many people are going to slog through the whole thing. But the preface or the introduction to that book is dated April of this year, again, indicating that he was alive as of April. And all the promotional material on 9/11 for Zawahiri's appearance and for his book says was captioned, "May Allah protect him." And what that means is they are saying he is, in fact, still alive. So this is a good example of where most of the counterterrorism community didn't really invest the time or resources to understand al-Qaeda. They've been pretending for much of the last 20 years that al-Qaeda was dead. And meanwhile, Ayman al-Zawahiri himself wasn't dead. And al-Qaeda, as Bill and I have documented since at least 2008, al-Qaeda has maintained an insurgency footprint across most of Afghanistan, fighting for the resurrection of the Taliban's Islamic Emirate. And, of course, on this 9/11, the 20th anniversary, they can claim mission accomplished.
Bill, I want to concentrate again on the training camps that al-Qaeda operated in Afghanistan for many years. And you and Tom and your colleagues sought to make a map that we would know where the training camps were and the recruiting that was going on in the region. My memory is that there was a very large training camp, impossible to miss, outside of Kandahar. Do we have any reason to believe that we can now find those training camps again, that they've been reawakened, that maybe they never went to sleep? Where are they now, to our understanding, Bill?
Yeah, John, that's a great question. And our understanding is limited and very little. That training camp you're mentioning that was targeted in 2015, there was actually two of them in Kandahar in a district called Shorabagh. One of them, a U.S. general, described as one of the largest seen since 9/11. I'm not sure if he was referring to inside Afghanistan or globally, but the more than 160 al-Qaeda fighters were killed in this attack in 2015. The only way the U.S. found this was a raid on another al-Qaeda compound in eastern Afghanistan, in Paktika province earlier in the summer of 2015. So it wasn't like they spotted it using satellite footage or anything like that. We've known that there's been camps and facilities In the 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12 period in Kunar and Nuristan, the U.S. military was targeting them in raids. And there's also a camp that we believe still exists in a place called Baramshah in southern Helmand province, where Al-Qaeda was Afghan officials, former Afghan officials now, were talking about these camps. There was reports of it in the Indian media and Pakistani media from people who had gone there, from terrorists who had gone through those camps, captured individuals. And Baramshah, that's in the very southern part of Helmand province. So that's what we know has existed. It's the unknowns here. We only find out about these things through if there are still camps in Afghanistan, the U.S. government has, you know, look, President Biden said Al-Qaeda is gone in Afghanistan. And that was somewhat downplayed by the spokesman for the Pentagon. He said, well, there's still remnants of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And as you know, John, Tom and I have been talking about this for years, that the efforts to downplay Al-Qaeda's presence in Afghanistan has existed for well over a decade now. And we believe that there's camps in other places. There's been camps for the Turkestan Islamic Party and Badakhshan here. The Taliban was running for these groups. And how do you separate out what's the Haqqanis and the Taliban or other jihadist groups? Other elements of the of the Afghan Taliban from Al-Qaeda when they're all operating, they're intertwined. And then that doesn't even cover what's across the border and inside of Pakistan.
I'm speaking to Bill Raggio and Tom Jossen of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Long War Journal. They are senior fellows. And the fog of war has descended, so we are reorganizing our understanding of the Taliban, and especially Al-Qaeda. When we come back, there is another group mentioned in the closing days of Afghanistan for the U.S. That is ISIS. And ISIS is a mystery unless. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.